transgender, over 26,000 women. Girls seek funds for breast removal at GoFundMe. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 26, 2019. Crowdfunding site GoFundMe shows more than 26,000 girls and women are seeking financial assistance to have top surgery or an elective double mastectomy in order to appear more masculine. A read through some of the statements by females asking for funds finds some similarities, especially sadness. August of Chicago wrote, "This is a surgery I have been dreaming of since I was a child. I never thought it would become a reality. My chest has been the main source of discomfort and dysphoria in my life and soon it will be gone." Will in Ireland wrote, "Top surgery is something I have wanted since before I had the language to describe it. I bind every day. It is uncomfortable, and I don't want to have to keep struggling to breathe." Cal wrote, "A big part of my transition has been working towards alignment of body and mind, and the next big milestone I am marching towards is my top surgery." Despite the focus on surgery to change one's appearance in order to look more like the opposite sex, there is no scientific evidence that cross-sex hormones and transgender surgery actually benefit individuals with gender dysphoria because gender identity is a psychological, and not a biological, phenomenon. Attorney and writer Jane Robbins observed at the Witherspoon Institute's public discourse, "The concept of changing one's biological sex is, of course, nonsense, as sex is determined by unalterable chromosomes. An individual can change his hormone levels and undergo surgery to better imitate the opposite sex, but a male on the day of his conception will remain a male on the day of his death." And as discussed below, the idea that there is a real personal trait called gender that challenges or invalidates the identity significance of biological sex is equally fallacious. But the absence of genuine evidence is simply ignored, and faux evidence is created to validate the mania. Physicians who have embraced transgender ideology are enthusiastically treating gender dysphoria with expensive and life-altering medical interventions and surgeries. Transgender treatment for those with gender dysphoria has grown into an elaborate industry. The cost of top surgery, for example, is over $10,000. A number of the females with GoFundMe top surgery accounts provide prospective donors a link to the website of Dr. Javad Sajjan of Allure Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, who specializes in the surgery. Another website that advertises top surgery is the International Center for Transgender Care, ICTC, at the American Institute for Plastic Surgery in Dallas. However, ICTC also admits, "While top surgery can help you to gain a more traditionally masculine appearance, your chest may not look perfect following surgery. Swelling and bruising are to be expected after mastectomy, so final results may not be evident right away. Ultimately, your results will depend on the specific mastectomy technique used, along with your individual anatomy and body characteristics." Haxi Horvath, Massachusetts, PG Cert, an expert in clinical epidemiology and a detransition man who says he masqueraded as a woman for about 13 years, wrote last year at Fourth Wave Now of the new industry of affirming physicians. "Proponents of affirmative care have dealt the death blow to what little gatekeeping that remains. Their activities could well be described as marketing and recruitment for being trans. Patients of any age need only say they think they are really the opposite sex, or wish they were, and affirmative care clinicians are happy to get busy scheduling surgeries and prescribing lifelong drug regimens. They seem to see themselves as affirmative pioneers, especially those who work tirelessly to provide medical interventions to more and more children and teens, thus creating an iatrogenic illusion from which the kids may never emerge." As an example of a trans industry physician, Horvath pointed to Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy of Children's Hospital Los Angeles. He noted Olson Kennedy's paper in May 2018 in which she recommended gender-confused girls as young as 13 for top surgery. Based on 136 completed surveys at her gender clinic, she and her colleagues determined chest dysphoria was high among pre-surgical transmasculine youth, and surgical intervention positively affected both minors and young adults. Given these findings, professional guidelines and clinical practice should consider patients for chest surgery based on individual need rather than chronologic age, she concluded. In the video below from November 2018, Olson Kennedy is heard stating during a meeting that a double mastectomy for a young teen girl is not a big deal, even if she regrets the surgery later on in life. Insisting that teens make positive, life-altering decisions all the time. She said, adolescents actually have the capacity to make a reasoned, logical decision about removing their breasts. And here's the other thing about chest surgery. She added, if you want breasts at a later point in your life, you can go and get them.